Hello, RLC family. I'm here with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Damien, mm-hmm. and we're really here to have a conversation and share our hearts regarding COVID-19 and our national and global crisis that we're facing and how it's impacting our church. As you know, our governor here in California has recommended that we have gatherings less than 250. If you didn't know it, we have 400 chairs in the RLC auditorium. And so obviously we had to make adjustments. And so we are here. If you were with us this past Wednesday, I was already getting texts about people and churches having to make adjustments. And people were asking me what we were going to do. And I didn't really know how serious things were, but woke up Thursday morning with a phone call from local authorities asking what RLC was doing, because a lot of the churches in Natomas wanted to know. And so Thursday morning, we pulled the staff together. We prayed, got to pray first, began to brainstorm and put an action plan together. And so we want to really just come to you today, share our hearts, mm-hmm. share God's heart with you in this time and what God may be doing through his church at this time. First thing I want to mention is that I really believe we need to reflect the sons of Issachar. According to scripture, 1 Chronicles 12:32 said they were people that understood the times and knew what they ought to do. We are not surprised, we are prepared. And so we want to share our hearts. And the first thing I want to say, and I think it's important to understand, is that this is a compliance issue, not a lack in the confidence of our God. You know, it takes more faith for us as a church, as a leadership team, to put this action plan in place and do church differently than we've ever done it before. And I just believe that this is the finest hour for the church. You know, faith works best in places that we've never gone before. And this is definitely where we're at and where we find ourselves. I just want to make sure and reassure you that the church is not shutting down. We are not closed. We actually still have our business hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. Our SAC Healing Prayer Ministry, they're continuing their scheduled prayer appointments. The church is not closed. We are just being proactive and creative with our structure and strategy as we navigate this season, because the building, the church is not a building.
Right.
1921 is a place where we gather. It's not the church. You're the church.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that when I was working on my master's of leadership, we talked a lot about crisis leadership and change management. And one of the things that I will always remember is that change is loss. Change or problems are loss. But change is also opportunity. And so right now we're in a little bit of a change mode. And so what is the loss? I can tell you this, the loss is not the church. The loss is that for a temporary time, we're not able to meet at 1921 Arena.
Right.
But we are not losing the church. So what's the opportunity? I think we can look at the start of the church, the very foundation, and that's in Matthew 16. And it says, it begins by Jesus asking Peter, who do you think I am? And Peter says, well, all these people think this. And Jesus looks at Peter and says, well, who do you think I am? And Peter responds with, you are the Messiah. You are the Savior. And then out of that, Jesus responds to Peter and he says, now I say to you, you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, whatever you need. And so the church, we have an opportunity right now.
Yes.
And that word church, a lot of us know it means ecclesia and it means church. But what does church mean in that context? And what it means is to come out and assemble. And I think that in the American church, to assemble means we get in this building.
Yes.
But in fact, we can assemble anywhere.
Yeah.
And we hope that some of you are assembling in your house today with other people. So the opportunity for us is to think beyond these walls at 1921 Arena, that this is not containing the church. But it gives opportunity to people that maybe in our own walls can't find the way among the church. And so they have a gift of hospitality. This is an opportunity for them to express that gift, to do what they've never been before. There's an opportunity for us to strengthen who we are.
That's good.
Who is Real Life Church? It is not 1921. It is the people of God. It is the kingdom of God. We are a people that come together. We're powered by the Holy Spirit. You know, 1921, we're powered by electricity. We're powered by SMUD and PG&E. The people of Real Life Church are powered by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And he's saying right here that hell cannot prevail against us.
That's good.
We have power to overcome what the enemy is doing. So
unless we freak out.
Well, yeah, unless we let fear open a door.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, unless we let fear.
The doors are shut on Sunday.
Right.
Wow, well, in the Bible, they met in the temple courts and from house to house.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. Now, I honestly believe that the COVID-19 pandemic is an opportunity for the church, like you said, to shine.
Yeah.
In an hour where people are worried, anxious, fearful.
Right.
What a time for the people of God to rise up in confidence, in peace, to pray for people, to love people, to assure them that God hasn't left us or abandoned us. God didn't send this virus.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we do not have to fear in this hour.
Yeah.
In fact, I woke up this morning thinking about, you know, the new wineskin that God's wanting to birth.
Yes.
We've been doing church the same way for over 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And man, wouldn't this be a great opportunity for God to do something fresh, new, not only in the body of Christ, but right here at Real Life Church.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, fear is a natural response to what's happening in America. But we see in scriptures, God says that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's such a powerful statement because as a born-again believer, fear is now a choice because God has given us a choice to have faith in him or choose fear. And I believe in Hebrews, it says it is impossible to please God without faith.
That's good.
So
this is a faith walk.
This is a faith walk. And faith is not putting your trust into what you can see externally. It's putting your trust into God. So in uncertainty, we can be certain that God is still in control. Although we may be shocked, God is not surprised.
Yes.
God is still in control. And, you know, fear is a reciprocal to faith. So fear opens the door to torment. It causes us to create scenarios in our minds that may not even exist. But faith is saying, God, I trust your love towards me, that you will protect me, that you will keep me, you will keep me safe, that we're in a covenant of peace.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about John 14, 27, when Jesus left and he was speaking to his disciples, he said, I leave the gift of peace with you. Mm-hmm. He said, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world. And I believe that the peace that comes from the world is being in control or being able to see things externally. But God is saying, I'm giving you a peace that comes more internally.
And I think another side of that is we resist change naturally.
Yes.
We're in a position and a place as leaders, as a church family, where we have to change.
Right. Yes.
And God is looking for a new wineskin, a new structure, a new strategy in this hour where he can pour out his spirit. He hasn't stopped pouring out.
No.
But could you imagine, we always pray for new wine, but never an offer a new wineskin for him to pour the new wine into.
Right, right.
What an hour.
Yeah.
What
an
hour.
And I think that, you know, faith is not the absence of caution or planning.
Right.
That's good.
Right?
Come on.
Faith can exist in whatever changes we need to make. Faith can exist, like we said, in the walls or not. And what we know is that the way the world is moving and the way that the United States of America is moving is that the church is probably not going to exist like it is today.
Yeah.
So what is our faith? Our faith is that whatever those changes are, we're going to be able to adjust so that we can continue amongst those things.
Yeah.
And then the wisdom of God is that he has the solution before the problem comes.
Yes.
Right.
He already told us.
Is he creating a solution for us right now?
Yes.
Yeah, he already told us. New wine is going to require new wineskins.
Yeah.
He gave us a clue.
Come on.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Talk about prophetic, right?
Yeah.
He gave us a clue that something new was going to have to happen within the church to hold what he was going to be pouring out.
Mm-hmm. And then Pastor Dean, I know sometimes we hear from different people, and I think they mean well, that God is sending the sickness. And in a previous conversation, we talked about God is not sending the sickness, but he gives us authority over the sickness.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that's so good.
And with that authority, he gives us responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And this is why we've had to implement an action plan.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we're not afraid of the plague.
No.
We're right. running towards the plague.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so this is why we're implementing. We're, you know, we're doing deep cleaning. We have actually volunteers cleaning the church and wiping everything down. And we're just taking precautions, not out of fear, but with wisdom, planning, caution.
Yeah.
All those things.
Well, we at the church has a responsibility to inspire people to have faith. You know, we talk about faith versus fear. We also have a responsibility at the same time to take care of the less fortunate, to take those the less able, those that are compromised. And so it's not that we're afraid to see each other and catch each other's germs, but we are becoming we're planning for those people that can't necessarily do it for themselves. You know, we're protecting the less, the more needy in the situation.
And I'm just grateful. I mean, when we're planning out our year, we're looking ahead. I mean, God knew we were going to be in the midst of a season of fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
We're standing between the plague.
Come on.
And the people.
Yeah.
And it's just an exciting time to me. I actually, when I first heard about some of these actions that were taking place because of the COVID-19, I was in Exodus chapter 12 where it said no plague because of the blood of Jesus being applied on the doorpost.
Yeah.
No plague would come near your home, your dwelling place.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to be freaked out in this.
And I think about, as you mentioned that passage in the Old Testament, we see patterns and shadows of Jesus in the New Testament. And my thought process is, if patterns and shadows parted Red Seas, kept us from plague, how much more will the blood of Jesus, who sealed our redemption, keep us from any sickness, hurt, harm, or danger? We are in a covenant with God. We're in a covenant of protection. We're in a covenant of divine healing. And that word covenant, one of the things how I like to look at it, it means rights and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned earlier, we have rights to these things, but we have responsibility. What is our responsibility? Is believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Believe that Jesus paid for our healing, that he paid for our protection. And I refuse to allow the enemy to make me pay for something twice that Jesus already paid for once. Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I love what you're saying, because like, I think that there's a sense of dread.
Yeah.
You know, especially yesterday as we're planning all this, we're, you know, there's like this sense of dread. And but this is a temporary problem.
Oh, absolutely.
And Jesus is eternal.
Yes.
That's the solution is forever. So, you know, we're not coming against something that this is putting in a place of permanent hellfire and brimstone. Yeah. Like this, we are put in a place where we can uplift who Jesus is.
Yeah,
talk about who in this time, because people are dreading this time.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, people are going nuts in Costco.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
We're putting our trust in Purell.
I ran out of toilet paper. I couldn't get no toilet paper from the store.
Well, I mean, people need Christ they've never had before now.
Yeah.
And I think people are probably more open to receiving prayer, receiving ministry from us more than any time in a long time.
Yeah.
This is the hour of the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God.
Yes, that's good.
This is the hour in which we can show love practically, and we can trust God in a way to where we can see him do supernatural things as well.
Well, I guarantee you, if you know, you guys have people that know in your neighborhood that you are a believer.
Yeah.
You're going to be asked, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What how are you responding to this?
Yeah.
What an opportunity for us to share the gospel.
Yeah.
That God is a God of peace. That He is a God that takes care of us. That, you know, we do have protection. We may get sick, but we will in the end prevail. We will spend eternity with Christ. And so
we know that's going to happen because there's people in our church that are worried.
Yeah.
There's people in our church that are anxious. There's people in our church that are fearful.
Yeah.
You can rest assured in the peace of God.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. This is why we're doing it the way we're doing it today, because you might be struggling today.
Come on.
You might be worried today. We're praying for you, not just people that don't come to church or not a part of real life church. Right. We're praying for you today.
Yeah.
And it's mind-boggling to me that Jesus himself said 2,000 years ago, in Luke 21, verse 11, right, there were going to be earthquakes, there were going to be famines.
He said that.
there were going to be plagues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't stop there.
Right.
No. He's the best informer that there ever was. The governor of the kingdom.
Come on, giving us the information that we need. Yeah.
But he also said that there were going to be miraculous signs. Another translation says great. Another, the Voice translation says shocking signs from heaven. I think the church needs a holy shock.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
To awaken us out of old, dry wineskins. And hey, this is a first time for us.
Yes.
This is a new wineskin for us.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, there's people that are better than us that at this, but this is a new wineskin.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, God, what else? Yeah. We don't know what tomorrow holds or tomorrow's announcement holds or what the next announcement from the health department's going to be.
Right.
Yeah. And so we've got to be flexible. New wineskins are flexible.
Yeah.
New wineskins are able to hold the new wine. And so we're asking you to go on a journey with us and as we navigate this, to believe with us, to pray with us, to continue to support your church family financially, because the outreach doesn't stop.
Right.
The missionaries work around the world doesn't stop. Just because the coronavirus is shutting down the NBA and
and
we're in find ourselves in situations like this, doesn't mean the kingdom stops.
Right.
No.
The kingdom, this is a great and opportune time for the kingdom to continue to
And I think we still use wisdom and proper precaution, keep your hands washed. If you're not feeling good, stay home. All the same things that you would normally do with the flu. But I think we shouldn't get too weird about it.
Like,
I still think that we should continue our days.
Yes.
If we're walking in health, like trust that God got you. And the Bible says perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think that fear brings in so many anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for some practical ways to not fear, instead of worrying, worship.
That's good.
Like worship, like get into your home, put on your music, your favorite worship song, and give it to the Lord. Because, you know, in Psalms 91, one of the scriptures that I pray over my family, we pray over our church and as a staff, Psalms 91, 1-4 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Mm-hmm. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Mm-hmm. So trusting that God got us.
And I would apply that right there. Amy and I prayed that scripture over our family, over our church. And so I'd encourage you to apply these scriptures that you're hearing. We've all mentioned scriptures that we can pray, turn them into prayers over our family. I wanted to just take a moment just to get our last thoughts as we close this out and before we pray for our family.
Well, I think I was thinking about yesterday when you shared that verse about the end times and that there would be miraculous times. And I was so glad you did, because as soon as you said, like you're saying, God is going to shock us, I'm excited about what that means.
Yeah.
You know, so there may have been dread, but I'm excited about what's going to happen. And I think that real life church, I think our body, truly, I believe that our body is ready for this time.
Come on,
what God has prepared, God has been preparing us for the last 2 years. I really think that.
Yeah.
With the people that has been brought in and the things that we've been doing, I believe that we are prepared for this time. And God is asking us to rise up.
Yes.
To get excited for the opportunities, to see that there are going to be miracles and not depend on the 1921, but know that the church is inside them.
Come on,
come on. I think we're going to see, here's the thing. We've talked about there's change coming, there's growth coming, there's revival coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is this part of that?
Yeah.
Wow, I think so. I sense the Holy Spirit right now.
Yeah.
I think the hair right now standing up on my arms. This is a prophetic moment for us. Pastor Damian.
Yeah. When you think about Ephesians in alignment with what you're saying, the Bible talks about the mystery that was hidden from ages has been revealed now. What is that mystery? Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Yep.
So Christ in us, meaning the Holy Spirit is not dwelling in temples. He's not in tabernacles. Mm-hmm. He's inside of us.
Wow.
So the church is not the building. The church is the people, because the Holy Spirit lives within us.
Wow.
So wherever we go, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
So I don't have to just see miracles on Sundays. Okay. I can see miracles in my home.
Yeah.
I can see miracles when I go visit my neighbors. I bring the presence.
Yes.
Where I move, the presence of God goes with me.
Yes.
So I'm excited, Pastor Dean.
Yeah. And I really believe this is a prophetic hour for Real Life Church. As Pastor Jesse just mentioned, we've gotten some great words about revival and what was coming. But I wonder if there's something else on God's heart that we can really ready ourselves as a congregation. There's something that he's wanting to do with our structure, something that he's wanting to do with our strategy that would better prepare us for what he wants to release to us. You know, back in November, we actually issued these declarations. Mm-hmm. I declare 2020. And on the back of it, we gave you declarations for your family, your favor, finances, health, and protection, not even knowing what we were going to be facing this year. We gave you declarations, and we wanted to close today by declaring these over those that you're with right now, over our church. And so I'm going to make a declaration and close us out today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
By the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed.
Yes.
He sent his word and he healed our diseases. None of these afflictions of the world shall come upon us. With long life, we shall see the salvation of the Lord. He has given us power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm us or come near our dwelling or our home. He has commanded all his angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. In Jesus' name, we declare these things over you, your household, our church family, and everywhere that you go. We pray that the kingdom of God is released in you and through you and advanced because of you.
Mm-hmm.
RLC, we love you so much. We're going to be praying for you.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you to stay connected with us during this time on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can go to our website. We have the COVID-19 update right there at the top of our website. We'll be sending out text messages, but we'll be sure to stay connected during the week with any new updates that we receive and regarding service schedules and all the different things that's coming up. So we'll have all those updates for you coming soon. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Peace.